Like Farmer, Like Son, written by Adam Henson and read by Nikki Henson, with an introduction and acknowledgements read by Adam Henson.
Introduction. A rare breed. It's in the nature of memoirs that they traditionally begin with a birth. In my case, I feel as though the only way to open is with a death. When my father, Joe Henson, passed away in October of last year, I was touched by the warmth and passion of the many tributes that he received. He had always been at the centre of my family's life, but it was moving to realise that he had meant so much to so many other people too. Dad's death was a news event. Broadsheet newspapers rang lengthy obituaries, praising his lifelong devotion to farming and his groundbreaking work as the conservationist who opened the Cotswold Farm Park in 1971, and who was founder chairman of the Rare Breed Survival Trust just 2 years later. Were it not for Dad, many breeds of British farm animals would be long gone. Countryfile, the BBC's weekly rural affairs and agricultural show that I've worked on for 15 years, put together a great tribute to him. It ranged far and wide through his life and his own years of TV work, before my colleague and friend, John Craven, delivered the perfect eulogy. Joe Henson was himself a rare breed, a true gentleman who believed passionately in the animals and breeds he preserved for the nation. It was moving to appreciate the depth of the public feeling for my father, yet my grief was obviously primarily a personal one. It's devastating for anybody to lose a parent, I know, but my relationship with Dad was particularly close and intimate. Right from my first days, he was my rock, my mentor, my hero. It's no exaggeration to say that he taught me virtually all I know about both farming and television. Without him, I would not be doing what I am today. My life has mirrored my father's to quite an uncanny degree. Today, I run Benborough Farm, the farm where I grew up and that Dad nurtured for nearly 40 years before passing it on to me in 1999. Its centrepiece remains the Cotswold Farm Park, his pride and joy and his life-defining passion. I've also been lucky enough to follow Dad into television. 30 years before my nervous BBC debut, he was blazing a trail on TV shows like Animal Magic and In the Country, discussing farming with passion and eloquence. He made presenting look so easy. And as I now know, after years of first-hand experience, it really isn't. Dad was no ordinary farmer and no ordinary man, and his natural patience and calm were all the more remarkable as his own early life was not easy. As a kid, I always knew he came from a showbiz family. His father, Leslie Henson, was a West End comedy actor who hosted Sunday Night at the London Palladium and was a huge pre- and post-war British celebrity. I knew that. What I didn't know was just how unorthodox, difficult and challenging my father's early life was. It was a secret that he and my mum kept incredibly well. Only 3 years before his death did Dad write my sisters and me a letter telling us his full amazing story. People say, like father, like son. And the story of my life, which I'm about to tell in this book, is so intimately entwined with the story of Joe Henson. It's the tale that begins 50 years ago, with me in short trousers by his side in a place I still call home, Benborough Farm. Adam Henson, 2016.